This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Heading into the new year, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has released details on what's next for his plan to help 1,000 people get off Denver streets. Denverite's Desiree Mathurin has more.
Getting people into permanent housing is the main goal of Mayor Mike Johnston's House 1,000 effort this year. Johnston's administration said it will seek to assist another 1,000 people during the initiative's second wave. They'll accomplish that by creating more micro-communities, acquiring more hotels, and closing more encampments. To push more people into permanent housing, the administration says it will improve case management, increase health services, and utilize new housing vouchers. The city met its final goal last year. Of the roughly 1,100 people placed into shelter, about a quarter found permanent housing. I'm Desiree Mathurin, Denverite.
The American Lung Association is giving Colorado policymakers mixed grades when it comes to efforts to limit the damage done by tobacco use. The group gave Colorado an F for what they say is an underfunding of prevention programs. Advocacy Director Nick Torres says resources are key after electronic cigarettes and flavored products have flooded the market.
We know that these local tobacco prevention programs are having to keep up with the markets changing, keep up with educating youth so that we don't lose another generation to tobacco addiction.
The state received a C for its policies on tobacco taxes and a B for its rules for smoke-free spaces. And the state has a new political party. The Colorado Forward Party officially gained enough registered voters to be considered a minor party. Other minor parties in the state include the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. This is CPR News in KRCC.